Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger will sit down with an interview with investigators from Special Counsel Jack Smith's office today. Smith is investigating presidential candidate Donald Trump's role, if any, on January 6. Prosecutors also allege Trump, in a phone call, demanded Raffensperger find nearly 12,000 votes in the 2020 presidential election. The United States is announcing another $500 million weapons package for Ukraine. Yesterday, the Biden administration announced that it will be sending weapons, equipment, and armored vehicles to replenish those lost in battle. The news comes the same day as the Pentagon stressed that the United States played no role in recent mercenary rebellion actions against Russia that played out over the past weekend. The next pandemic? Reports are America is still not ready.
The CDC's outgoing director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, is warning that America is not prepared for future pandemics. In an op-ed for the New York Times ahead of her departure on Friday, she emphasized the shortage of approximately 80,000 public health workers needed to meet basic health requirements. Walensky also highlighted the reliance on outdated technology like aging fax machines within the public health system. She urged U.S. lawmakers to provide more resources to improve the public health infrastructure. I'm John Schaefer.
The Justice Department is slamming the Bureau of Prisons in a series of events that led to Jeffrey Epstein's death in prison. The disgraced financier committed suicide at his cell in 2019. The Department of Justice's Office of the Inspector General released a report that detailed the failures that gave Epstein the time to do so, including multiple employees at the prison not conducting their rounds and cell searches to check him if he had access to extra bed linens, which he used to hang himself. USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Vanna White wants to keep working on the Wheel of Fortune after Pat Sajak retires from the show, but she wants to be paid more.
In the wake of Pat Sajak's retirement announcement after 41 years, his longtime Wheel of Fortune co-host has reportedly hired an attorney while looking for a pay increase. Vanna White has made an annual salary of roughly $3 million on the show with no raise in 18 years. Sajak made $15 million per year. Ryan Seacrest will be taking over host duties from Sajak, but it's not known how much he'll be paid. I'm Ryan Daniels.
This year's 4th of July cookout will be more affordable than last year's.
The American Farm Bureau Federation says that families can anticipate spending less than $68 for a party of 10. That's a 3% decrease from last year's record high of $69.68. The estimate encompasses 12 staple cookout items, including hamburger buns, potato salad, chicken breast, lemonade, and chocolate chip cookies. I'm John Schaefer.
Former NFL quarterback Ryan Mallett has died. The Whitehall School District in Arkansas, where Mallett served as a high school football coach, says he drowned while swimming in Florida. He was 35 years old. New York City students are going to start practicing mindful breathing. The city has already started training school staff to add mindful breathing practices to their curriculum. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated as we get this Wednesday underway. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, good morning, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Well, our southern border remains open. Millions are coming through. And nobody seems to care, I don't think, you know. It's amazing to me. Plus, our military remains in shambles. I mean, they're checking boxes, though. I mean, they are the most, according to Austin, Secretary Austin, and also Thoroughly Modern Millie, we have the most diverse military. And Russia and China says, we're going to kick your butt. You know, you guys are idiots. Can't believe it. And it even reinforced it, because when you hear Austin and Milley talk about it, they go, well, I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, it's plausible deniability idea and what they're thrusting on the troops. Of course, even the young kids are getting in going, you think I want to go in the military in this mess? Plus, with the commander-in-chief that we got right now that keeps, you know, falling off of, you know, steps and bumbling and doesn't know which way to exit off a stage. I'm going to follow this knucklehead. Are you kidding me? Well, and recently here, are you ready for this? They posted, this is a social media post that didn't include any just pride flag. Now, this is on the U.S. Army Special Operations Command. Okay, they, in order to celebrate Pride Month, they post this social media post. Rick Manning, I got to tell you, this is amazing. I don't know if you saw this or not. But they used not any pride flag, but the intersex inclusive pride progressive flag. Now, it has gotten so complicated. We're not talking male, female. We're talking, you know, tens of different gender choices. And when you talk about the intersex inclusive pride progressive flag, there's so many colors. Even the rainbow is envious of it. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, it's a... I don't know how you would try to match inclusivity if you were China, when you have, you know, millions of people who are Chinese, maybe from multiple different families and various tribes, but they're not calling themselves Han Chinese. Mm-hmm. They're calling themselves Chinese.
Exactly.
And when I think a million Chinese decide that they're going to go to war with us, they're really not going to care which of those colors or different symbols or whatever they happen to be killing. They'll just care that those people are in a uniform that's opposite of theirs, because...
Yeah, it's pretty simple. Yeah.
It's pretty simple. And, you know, it's... you know, if you're... And yeah, this is suicide. I mean, we give the military $800 billion a year through the Pentagon every single year. $800 billion. Let's say $700 to $800 billion, depending on the year. Mm-hmm. And the objective is, and that's more than by vast amounts, more than anybody else puts in their military.
Right.
And what we get out of it is pride flags and Uber pride flags and training about gender training, and but we have a military that doesn't have enough munitions.
Yeah, forget about military preparedness. Yeah, forget about military preparedness. We got to be. We have to have pronoun preparedness. That's what we have to have. Because no doubt, these generals must have figured out, Rick, that China, Russia, all these other emerging threats around the world, everybody's becoming pronoun centric, and they're putting down their nuclear weapons and armaments and everything to make sure their pronouns are properly placed. If not, you lose the war. I guess that's their new definition. Yep.
My only question, this is what I can't figure out. There is a standard greeting that you give to an officer as a higher rank than you. And it's yes, sir, yes, ma'am, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's your standard greeting. Well, how do you do that anymore?
I mean,
if the person doesn't have on their uniform their preferred pronouns,
mm-hmm.
How do you address them without getting thrown out of the military for misgendering? I mean, it gets to the point of the stupidity of the whole thing. And, but it's not just stupid. It's dangerous. It's the destruction of the one place where we didn't think they could destroy. And quite honestly, General Mattis, who is defense secretary, one of the big battles he fought in the Trump administration was to continue the transgender surgeries and the like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was dead. He was seriously engaged in that whole in trying to implement the entire transgendering of our military. And so, for all the great nicknames that he had or gave himself, or however he ended up being called this nickname. He may just have been a mad dog, but a mad dog in a way that's destroying truly mad.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But that was a battle that people didn't talk about much, but it was a battle fought in the Trump administration, and it was, and quite honestly, Trump never found a defense secretary who would put it to rest. And four defense secretaries, and all of them were, in many respects, bad picks, which tells you that the people who were being put in front of him, that there were no good options.
Is the gene pool that bad, Rick? Is the gene pool that bad? And when I'm talking about just the people available.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, during the Obama administration, they purged a lot of the middle level, the majors and the lieutenant colonels out based upon criteria at the time that were somewhat unknown.
Mm-hmm.
They purged a significant amount of the middle officer corps. And those middle officers are now colonels and brigadier generals. And the ones that were purged out, were purged out because they were more traditional military. They were, they viewed the military back then as being too Southern, for instance. And so they purged out a lot of people who right now would be your up and coming leaders.
Your flag officers. And your future flag officers,
It's now 10, 12 years later. So those are people who would be admirals and generals right now.
And these are the guys that only knew how to kick butt, right? Kick butt and go blow things up.
Yeah,
and do the kind of things that you want your military to do.
Well, the service in actually leading troops and getting your blood on you and some dirt on you, that was diminished to service in the Pentagon. And so suddenly, it became bureaucrat generals or officers became more important. I'm a little bit over my skis on this because I've sat through a lot of discussions on it, but the fact is, this isn't my area of expertise, but I remember people complaining bitterly about it who were very tied into the military and bemoaning what that would mean for the future, and I think we're bearing those fruit right now.
Well, there's so much that's been happening in our governments and in our culture that you would think, well, I don't have the expertise. I'm kind of over. And I get what you're saying. I do respect what you're saying. But the thing is that it's okay to have an opinion. I mean, we start to see things that are running awry because we don't say anything. I mean, it seems like the military has gone totally woke in a matter of years because everybody thought, well, okay, I don't work for the Pentagon. It's beyond my pay grade, so I'm going to just ignore it and look what we've got.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Well, AP News has recently said that a song you're hearing from the January 6th prisoners is a whitewash of what they say happened. These prisoners have been deprived of due process and have become political casualties of a deliberate and weaponized judicial system that no longer renders justice equally as under the law, but their own politically motivated justice. It's become obvious that our constitutional form of justice is being corrupted, and those who want to participate and support this form of justice are themselves adding to the corruption. And as is the historical record, eventually the corruption spreads so pervasively that even those for the moment who seem protected become victims themselves. The brilliance of our Constitution is that it is based on fairness, justice for all, and due process. Compromise any of these foundational elements and you've rendered our justice system corrupt and destructive. In the end, no one wins. Maybe time to send in the artificial intelligence clowns.
Equity 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, we had to just put a crazy bow around this, this previous segment about what's going on with the military. But, the question that comes to mind, and Dr. John Lott said this yesterday in my conversation with him, is that we have to, in some regards, look at things not so much about whether they're right or wrong, but in cases like even like the military, are we safer or are we less safe as a result of these policies? And what concerns me is the very people that screwed up, and maybe not the very, but certainly seedlings from that, that screwed up Vietnam and Afghanistan and everything. These are the geniuses that are steering the modern military for America. I mean, this scares the holy what have you out of me.
Yeah, well, it's a, yeah, the, I mean, when you look at the Afghanistan withdrawal, you have a circumstance where you saw everything that could possibly go wrong, and our, with all of our technology and all of, you know, everything else, we couldn't do a withdrawal in a way that made any sense whatsoever and protected lives. Yeah. And that's a, it's, and, you know, it's just one of those things where, I don't, I think that they're probably pretty, that, you know, they're obviously very smart. They're able to, they're trained in their jobs. But it's some, there's something missing in terms of a core veracity.
Yeah.
You know,
how, but Rick, how really, for a moment, you know, we always want to give them credit and say, well, they're smart. How smart are you if you can't get the job done? I mean, you know, it works. You know, you got to measure the entirety of the project and the person. And if they don't measure up, I mean, you know, we were just talking basketball and that. Let's just say, you know, you're good at shooting three-pointers, but you can't guard. You can't do anything else. All you can do is shoot three-pointers. Well, three-pointers is only part of the game. You still have to be able to guard. You got to be able to, you know, play your position. And so here it is, you know, these guys very well, you know, they've gone to all these, you know, exquisite, high-ranking universities and whatever and, you know, graduated with all kinds of honors. But at the end of the day, can you get the job done? See, I just grew up in a world where, you know, like my mentor used to always say to me, Bill, your bottom line's only, you know, your charm is only as good as your bottom line. You know, what can you produce here consistently that I can count on you for? Right.
Well, this is one of the things when you're in radio or in entertainment, which is ratings dependent. It's a very bottom line business. Okay. They can like you. They can do any, you know, you can do, you show up to work every day on time, but the ratings aren't there. Somebody else gets the job because you have to be making a profit for somebody and there's accountability. The challenge in terms of military is there's not, the accountability comes when you actually have to prove it. And you don't find that out, whether somebody can do that, you don't find that out until they have to prove it.
Yeah.
And so you have guys like, you know, Schwarzkopf, who, you know, he had to prove it. He went around, he stomped the heck out of Saddam Hussein. You know, it was like Storm and Norman to the rescue. You had Petraeus,
right,
who developed a plan to, when things weren't going well, and developed a plan that reversed the course of what was happening in that second Iraq thing. Storm and Norman was Kuwait. So you have you reversed what was happening and came up with a plan that worked. So, you know, with the surge and all that. And so you sit there and you have to meet your, at some point you have to show it. And the only way these generals have to show it is by being actually in a war.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and it's not necessarily in our interest to be in a war every 20 years so somebody can show it. So we have this kind of perverse, weird thing that goes on where the generals have a, really, they want to be able to show that they deserve to be there. And the only way they can is to get in a fight with somebody, and that isn't necessarily what our interests are. And
no,
then
it's
you
not.
Have, and which actually gets us directly to the charge. The most of the things are being brought against Donald Trump right now in terms of all this talk, the tape that came out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That tape was a response, directly response to General Milley, aforementioned General Milley, Chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, writing a book that was approved by the government censors to be allowed out. He wrote a book that claimed that he stopped Donald Trump from going to war with Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump said that isn't true.
Right.
And how can Trump defend himself? He can't. He can say that's not true and say, oh, well, Milley wouldn't lie.
Yeah.
But so Trump sits there and says, wait a second. And he
and he waves around some papers and says, this isn't true. And so he's got the receipts. He can show that it isn't true. Mm-hmm. But somehow the only guy in the world who's guilty until and can't prove his innocence is Donald Trump. He's getting actually the biggest charge against him is that he, this is on the classified documents case. Mm-hmm. The biggest charge against him is that he shared classified documents with people who are not allowed to see them. That's the case against him. In essence, that's the entirety of all of the case that they have. That's the only thing they have that has potential sticking.
He shared it or he just showed it. He showed that he had documents.
We don't know what he did. We have a video. We have an audio that has him talking. What we do know is this: it was precipitated by Milley actually publishing a book that said that made contentions that Donald Trump wanted to go to war with Iran, and mm-hmm. when it was Milley who kept pushing the idea of going to war with Iran at Trump. So you sit there, you look at it, you go, wait a second. So Milley can write a book about it and have it in his book, and Trump can't defend himself. What kind of world is that? And they're going to prosecute him for trying to defend himself in a, by the way, an off the record briefing of people who are writing Mark Meadows' autobiography or whatever the heck Mark Meadows was writing. Right. So it was Trump's chief of staff. So you look at it and you say, this is absurd. This is another case where the people on the inside can say whatever they want with no ramifications, but the target of their lies can't defend himself.
Exactly.
Well, I'm getting kind of tired of it.
Well, how does Meadows feel? He had the person there meeting with Trump and this reporter, researcher, and that throws Trump under the bus.
We have various claims and counterclaims about what Mark is going to do. I have not spoken to him about it. I used to speak to Mark pretty regularly, and consider him a friend. But I do not know. I don't know what's going on. There are rumors that he is that he's going to testify against the president. There are rumors that that's all made up. And we'll see. I don't know what Mark's doing. And quite honestly, I'm praying for him. Yeah. But I don't know what decisions he's made in terms of anything he's going to do.
This is all about the media, the narrative, the Democratic Party, what they're doing out there. You talk about misinformation. Got about a minute and a half left, and certainly misinformation. You know that has become synonymous with Hunter Biden. Who gets slapped on the wrist, the American people get slapped in the face. I think about those people who are in jail. They did a lot less, and they're in jail for, 3, 5, some 10 years. And Hunter Biden is going to a state dinner, with Modi and his dad, and off to Camp David. Thank you very much. Congratulations, huh?
And the Attorney General.
Yes, and the Attorney General. Yeah.
That's the world we live in. No justice for Hunter Biden, but if you happen to do the same thing, you have evaded taxes and you're Wesley Snipes in jail for 10 years.
Yeah, without a doubt. Now, with these latest reveals from whistleblowers, got about 40 seconds left here. This doesn't look too good for Merrick Garland. I mean, he's really seems to be a wolf in sheep's clothing. I mean, he looks
Merrick
at
Garland
and tells you,
angry,
right?
Yeah, he's an angry man who didn't get to be on the Supreme Court and is paying back everybody who's the people he blames.
Wow. Well, I tweeted that out, Rick, and that I thought that was his response, and that seems to be playing out exactly as you just said. Rick, where can people go for more information?
Go to GetLiberty.org, GetLiberty.org.
Rick Manning. Thank you, Rick.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get the ultra-smooth, ultra-powerful iPhone 11 for $49.99.
Heat and shut up.
The see every angle with dual cameras.
Make it a double.
All on America's largest 5G networks.
Large and in charge, baby.
Get with the power of Boost and get the iPhone 11 for $49.99.
That's half the Benjamin.
Boost Mobile.
Unleash your power.
ID verification required. New customers only at one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
USA News Update. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger will sit down with an interview with investigators from Special Counsel Jack Smith's office today. Smith is investigating presidential candidate Donald Trump's role, if any, on January 6. Prosecutors also allege Trump, in a phone call, demanded Raffensperger find nearly 12,000 votes in the 2020 presidential election. The United States is announcing another $500 million weapons package for Ukraine. Yesterday, the Biden administration announced that it will be sending weapons, equipment, and armored vehicles to replenish those lost in battle. The news comes the same day as the Pentagon stressed that the United States played no role in recent mercenary rebellion actions against Russia that played out over the past weekend. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated, my friend. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here along with Jenny Beth Martin. Jenny Beth, the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action. Hey, Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I'm great. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Hey, always appreciate our time. I mean, you have been so doggone busy, you know, firing up the troops because it's serious. I mean, we have a country to save. We've got patriots that need to, you know, they're getting energized. And you sense this groundswell, Jenny Beth. You're seeing it yourself. Maybe you can give us a little bit of State of the Union of what you're running into at the ground level of American patriots saying, look, we got to reclaim our country and our constitutional rights.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right about that, Bill. And I think that it is a groundswell, and it's a little bit, it may seem like it's a little bit under the surface. A lot of people, I just was on a call late last night, like from 9 p.m. until 11:30 p.m. And the activists there were saying, okay, I don't think we need to go do a particular event potentially in D.C. that might turn into a rally. We are beyond rallying at this stage. We need to be working on policy and preparing for 2024. And as I talk to people around the country, that's what I hear. They're working on voter registration drives. They're working
exactly.
on recruiting activists right now and training those activists this year so that next year they're ready for deployment.
Well, what I'm hearing, Jenny Beth, and you can tell me if I'm mishearing, but there is a movement, like you said, in terms of voter registration and matching ballot harvesting in those states that allow ballot harvesting. We're realizing that if we're going to win the war, we've got to fight the war on an even plane here, don't we?
Yes, that is correct. And our organization is working to modernize how we get out the vote on the conservative side. We partnered with Turning Point Action, Charlie Kirk's 501c4.
Yes, exactly.
And we, his organization and my organization are working on some things that we plan to roll out next year, doing a lot of testing and development this year.
Are we going to push conservatives to vote early this time?
Well, I think that voting early can be important. The most important thing is figuring out how do people plan to vote and then making sure they vote the way they plan to vote. So if they plan to vote early, make sure they actually voted early. If they plan to vote by mail, make sure they turn that ballot back in. And if they plan to vote on Election Day, make sure they get to the polls on Election Day.
Is the sentiment of the people out there, and I'm talking the masses, is such that they're still uncomfortable about what happened in 2020, though, you know, you hear talking heads and, you know, people from different organizations, news organizations and that are conclusive, that says, look, at, you know, thou shalt not question what happened in 2020. It is a fait accompli. Move on. It's a done deal. And but yet there is this wrench in people's guts that says they know something is wrong. Even polling says over 60% of the American people know that something did not go right in 2020. Now, this is not to relitigate what happened in 2020. It's just that, you know, like anything, when something is unsettled like this, it remains unsettled until we get to the truth. And nobody seems to want the truth here. So we have got to get control to where we can maybe have that opportunity to open up the doors of truth so that the people can truly be free, Jenny Beth.
Yeah, I think that you're right about that, Bill. I'm hearing that everywhere that I go. It's not that they want to relitigate what happened, but they want to, when I go and speak to groups, they want me to confirm to them that they're not crazy and that I think something went wrong in 2020. And I'm able to point to the things that I know that are factual that have been entered into government documents, either in legislative or congressional testimony or reports such as the Durham report. And there is a lot of evidence that shows that something went wrong in 2020. And just because the mainstream media wants to stick their head in the sand and ignore it, they were wrong about the laptop.
Right.
We know that now. We know that with 100% certainty. And they helped rig the election against Trump with just what they did by listening to what the government said about the laptop rather than probing and making comfortable people uncomfortable.
It wasn't so much, Jenny Beth, that they were wrong. They just flat out lied about it. The FBI, social media, government, it was all a cabal. And the thing is that what you said, you know, is that you have facts. You have facts that you have researched. You've done all the hard work and facts that point that the election did not go according to Hoyle. On the other side, I don't hear whether it's Brett Baer, Fox News, or anybody else. They just make a conclusive statement, and I go, where's the fact? Help me out here. Give me the facts that it was legit, and you know what? It'll be settled. But not once. For all the money that we spent on J6 and all the other investigations and everything, not $1 has been spent to verify that the election was free and fair.
No, you are right about that, although there have been legislators who have held hearings at a state level, so that there has been money spent at a state level, and those legislators have come out, legislators have come out with reports saying, here's what happened in our state. We've got that in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Georgia and Arizona. So there are states that some states, the ones we're most concerned about, have spent money trying to figure out what went wrong in 2020.
Right.
But the mainstream media and the national media ignore those reports.
Exactly. Yeah, and I'll give you that. Yes, you're exactly right. At the state level, it's happened. Federal level, no. And that's disturbing because there's no curiosity at the federal level. But yet we, the people, are the ones that are paying for all the other stuff, right? I do want to segue into Speaker McCarthy announcing that House Republicans are going to start an impeachment inquiry into Attorney General Garland. Explain to our audience what that means.
Well, what it means is that we should expect to see a vote to move forward with an impeachment hearing and then potentially have such a hearing in on the House side. I think that it is very, very possible that he could be impeached on the House side, but then the Senate does not take his take it up or do anything with it. And some people, not a lot, but some people legitimately have questioned, is that a good use of time and energy if we know the Senate is not going to? And my answer to that is absolutely, because it will bring to light more evidence of what has been going wrong in the FBI and the Department of quote unquote justice, so that we can prevent problems from happening in the future and try to correct them. And also, I think it's very important to put these government bureaucrats on notice that we're watching them and they can't do what they did in 2020 and 2016 again in the next election.
Won't this put a better light on these whistleblowers that are, I mean, they're heroes in my opinion, Jenny Beth. They're putting their careers on the line. I mean, you're talking quality individuals, IRS agents, who are saying, look, this is so wrong, and they are witnesses to the AG lying, because he told Congress that all, you know, anything that had to do with Hunter Biden was up to the Delaware special counsel, that Weiss had full authority. And what we're finding out from the whistleblowers, and not just one, but from two. And you know, whenever there are two witnesses involved here, that is much more significant than just one person maybe having an opinion here. I think it's a strong notice. And again, I cannot thank, and I just so appreciate the level of heroism and commitment to liberty in our Constitution that these whistleblowers have rendered on behalf of the American people.
That's exactly right. And there are several FBI whistleblowers as well. And they are heroes, too. And they are bringing to light information we would not have otherwise. And they're risking everything financially to do so.
Well, Jenny Beth, on the eve of our 4th of July and our independence and our 247th birthday, I'm going to wish you a happy 4th of July early, because I know we're probably not going to have a chance to talk next week with all our schedules and holidays, events going on. But I wish you all the best and continued success. And thank you. Thank you on behalf of We the People for all the great work the Tea Party Patriots Action is doing on our behalf.
Would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Back, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'll tell you, I really appreciate the conversation with Jenny Beth Martin. She's so awesome to have here on most weeks. And her insight, again, what she brings to our perspective and understanding is she's out there. She's talking to people. She's talking to these different Tea Party groups across the country. These are people just like me and you that are wondering, you know, what the heck is going on and how can we save this country? And believe it or not, there's more people than you realize because the mainstream media doesn't run a report on this. Why it's so vital to hear from Jenny Beth, because she can give us the information that's happening at the ground floor, which is so critical. And you can be encouraged that Americans are not giving up. We're not turning over this country to Marxists and socialists that want to run our lives, that think that we don't have enough intelligence to take care of ourselves, that we need to be somehow, you know, to their beck and call and so grateful because they know so much more. Really? I mean, they've proven that, you know, as we mentioned, you know, consider what they did in Afghanistan, consider what they've done, you know, with COVID. They knew so much. Gosh, I'm telling you, the cumulative intelligence of 340 million people definitely doesn't even compare to the minuscule intelligence of these government officials that insist that they know better. And look what they're doing to this country. Ryan Walker is with us right now. He's the Vice President of Government Relations for the Heritage Action for America. And we're going to take a look at, you know, what is going on with almost all migrants at ports of entry are being freed into the U.S. This is according to a latest report from the House of Representatives. Of course, the Republicans, Democrats aren't going to admit to anything like this because, you know, the cover-up continues with what's happening at the border. But here we are in pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads. And Ryan Walker, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me on. Great to be here.
Okay, so break it down, Ryan. What's going on at the border here?
Yeah, it's a great question, and I'm glad that you are bringing this issue to your listeners' attention. So what the Biden administration is doing right now is they are seeing folks come to the southern border, and instead of allowing them to come across illegally at various points throughout the border, they will tell them proactively to turn around and turn themselves in at a port of entry. They're funneling all migrants to ports of entry for quicker processing, and so that they can remain here legally. So what happens at the port of entry is these illegal immigrants who would have otherwise illegally crossed into the United States come to the port of entry, have some bogus claim on asylum, or even worse, they're given mass parole from the Biden administration, and they are shipped into the interior of the country. So rather than using infrastructure at the border, they're funneling everyone to central locations and processing them in.
I got to imagine that's overwhelming our staff there at the border, right?
That's correct. They cannot process these quick enough. That's why the Department of Homeland Security has truncated some of the requirements needed from these CBP officers there on the border, CBP and ICE. And even worse is that they are using sophisticated apps now to relay this information to migrants just to essentially incentivize and encourage them to come across the border.
I got to tell you, Ryan, I'm surprised the Biden administration hasn't constructed kiosks along the entry points and where they could just, you know, sign in on these kiosks like as if they're ordering a cheeseburger at McDonald's, right? Maybe that's coming up next. Yeah.
Well, that's right. And that's kind of what the app does, right? It's as quick as a couple clicks on a cell phone.
Amazing. And the thing is, in terms of processing, has anything changed there? You know, the government has known, the Biden administration has known for a long time that we're getting smashed at the border here, that we don't have the manpower, you know, to handle this. But yet there are specific rules that says that these migrants have to be processed within a limited amount of time, right? And nobody has come back and challenged that to say, look, at based on the incoming here, we need to adjust the number. It's just, no, it was stupid to begin with. So and now that we're seeing the stupid results, we just stay stupid, basically, as John Kennedy would say.
That's right. They're letting folks claim asylum. They've reduced the standards for credible fear. They've relaxed the strictures on who can get asylum. So they have every interest in getting these folks in. And not only that, but to your point on staff time and resources, it's also affecting the court system. These folks that are coming in and getting asylum claims won't get a case for years. So they get to stay and remain in the United States and for years and years until they go to court.
And have babies. And these babies now are citizens, which is nuts. This is why, you know, Governor DeSantis and others are now starting to speak up and saying, look at, you know, anchor babies. We've got to get rid of this. This is not what this was originally intention to do. And again, you know, you are setting up the system in such a way, you're forcing the system to act in a certain way based on, you know, human emotion. You know, who wants to break up a family? You got a child that was born here in the United States, knows nothing about Mexico, Venezuela, wherever the family was originally from. And now they no longer meet the criteria, and you have to deport them. But you can't deport the kids because they're citizens. But you can deport the father. Are you kidding me? That's stupid. But, you know, and common sense has left the building here in all the policies that are being run. And so, you know, I agree, frankly, with, you know, what Governor DeSantis is proposing and what others should propose, and that we need to unanchor ourselves from this concept of anchor babies, that people can come here and have children, especially when you're talking, you know, 10 years to, you know, finally get in front of a judge. I mean, you have two or three kids here that are citizens, and now you're going to leave them here to their own devices. They're not even going to be 10 years old, and you're going to send the parent who is the one that's, you know, providing for these children, you're going to send them back home. I mean, this is, you know, this is inhuman.
I couldn't agree with you more, and it gets at this emotional fear that the Democrats use on all of these issues. You know, think through how they describe sending even those parents back to the home country, the crime and the economic situation, neither of which are reasons for asylum or entry into the United States. They use those emotional appeals to make the policy that they are pushing the only one that seems reasonable.
Right. And of course, the other thing, too, right, we're not even talking about, you know, the diseases, the new diseases, again, that we got rid of long ago, right? And it's reported that each year more than 150 million people cross the land border to live, work, study, and visit infectious diseases such as Zika, tuberculosis, influenza, and measles affect both countries. We're bringing these. I mean, and this is on the heels of 2.5 years of dealing with COVID, people wearing masks and being scared out of their skulls, you know, for their health. And our government is recklessly allowing these human, you know, infected missiles potentially to come into our border and affect its citizenry.
Absolutely. And I think it goes beyond that. Well, you know, we saw this week there were, I think, cases of tuberculosis in Florida.
Yes, exactly.
You are hitting the nail on the head there to the vulnerabilities it creates for the American people. They're also letting in known terrorists.
Yes.
Right, which is...
They're coming to get you. You're going to get killed one way or another. Either, you know, it's going to be by disease or, you know, some terrorists that are coming in because, I mean, and again, amazing. 9/11, not that long ago, right? And although we do have a generation that's grown up post 9/11, but still, 9/11 pretty fresh in our mind. And what did it take to cause all that damage and to kill, what, over 3,000 people? What, a dozen terrorists? And now we find out that there's, maybe 100 or so, maybe 200, I don't know, feels like, could be, I don't know. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. This is a basic national security question, and the safety and security of the American people. It is a question of whether you feel safe in your neighborhood and whether you feel like you can leave your doors unlocked or leave your car outside of your house overnight. These are the questions that the American people care about, and the Biden administration just seems to have zero concern.
Exactly. And look at the communities that feel less safe. It's the same communities that this idiotic, defund police dogma infiltrated. I mean, when they first, started hearing at these minority communities hearing, defund, are you kidding me? I mean, they're the only ones that are keeping us safe. We've got illegal immigrants coming into the country. We don't even know how many are associated with gangs, MS-13. They're selling drugs. They're about human trafficking and everything else. And we're going to have less police monitoring where we are now. And, it's absolutely endless. But look at this is where the American people of all stripe, color, nationality have got to say enough. Because this is anti-American. This isn't about Republicans or Democrats. This is about the heart and soul of this great American idea. I mean, the reason they came here is to enjoy liberty, have a fair shot and opportunity, and now all that's being compromised. Why? Because the Joe Biden administration and the Marxists of, and I will make this partisan because it is coming out of the Democratic Party primarily, they're taking full advantage and really messing this whole situation up to such a degree that it's endangering everybody. I see no victory. I see no win-win proposition at all, Ryan, in all this. Am I off base on this?
No, I completely agree. You let the criminals in. You get rid of the police. You undermine safety and security of the American people. It's clear what they're doing. I think you are absolutely correct.
To me, it's a basic formula, a dangerous one that puts us all at risk, Ryan. Hey, Ryan, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. He's the Vice President of Government Relations for Heritage Action for America. Ryan Walker has been with us. Have a great day, Ryan. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi.